Now, the era of global warming has ended and the era of global boiling has arrived, so said the UN Secretary General this week following confirmation from scientists that July is on track to be the world's hottest month on record. As we've heard so often in the last 2 weeks or so, temperatures across southern Europe have soared and farming somehow in all of that has to continue. Well, Grace Duncan from the Grocer magazine in the UK has been looking at how harvests have been affected by the extremes of weather and how this may affect the price of supermarket items for all of us, such as tins of tomatoes, bread and olive oil. Grace, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Let's start with olive oil. I just read there yesterday in the UK, the retail price of olive oil was up 47% year on year by May of this year. What's been going on with the olive oil harvest?
Well, the olive oil crops, are under intense pressure at the moment. But this is not just due to the current weather. Obviously, that's making it worse, but it's the latest in a long line of weather challenges. There was an extreme drought last year, which led to trees dropping their fruit to preserve moisture. And then there are warnings that this could happen again should the hot weather not abate soon. So all this means is that the crop is expected to fall below the five-year average. And we're now at a place where there is a chronic shortage of olive oil with no prospect of new season oil until November, which is what major suppliers are telling us. But the demand for olive oil is obviously still very high, driven perhaps partly by the fact that other oils are harder to come by due to the Ukrainian conflict. So costs are rising very dramatically as it is such a core line and supply is so low.
And so the key thing there is that it's a moisture issue.
Yeah, so that's the issue. The trees are just trying to stay alive. And unfortunately, that means that the olives have to go to do that.
And is it the case then that the likes of supermarkets can look to other countries outside of Europe for their supply?
Well, they can do, but the vast majority of olive oil comes from Spain and Italy and Greece, all of which are being very, very impacted by the heat wave at the moment and severe fires. So things like olive oil, there isn't a huge amount of external market. Other commodities, there are other places we could get it. So things like rices, where obviously in Italy we get kind of risotto rices and that kind of thing. You can go elsewhere for that. But lots of other countries around the world have been impacted by similar climate issues. There was flooding in Pakistan, meaning the rice from there has been lessened as well. So there's just challenges across the board.
So the prediction from in as much as you understand it, is that the price of olive oil will continue to rise?
Yes, most likely so.
So maybe stockpile it now if you want it.
Talk
to us a little bit about
the year.
What's happening with cereals?
So cereals also been really blasted by the hot weather. European farming organisations are warning that crop will be 60% reduced this year. So harvest will be its lowest level since 2007. And any crop that has survived will be at a much lower quality, which will reduce how much growers can get for that crop, but also what can be done with it. So this will have an issue for farmers because they can't guarantee that economic security. But it's also not good news for consumers either, especially when partnered with other issues in cereals. Again, the Ukraine conflict, where we get an enormous amount of our cereal crop, has driven commodity prices very high already this year. And then obviously there'll be an impact across dairy and meat production as well, as cereals are also important for livestock feeding.
And run that by again. So 60% reduction year on year, is it?
60% reduced compared to last year, with bringing us down to the lowest level since 2007.
That's extraordinary.
So it's a massive drop-off.
And other common things in supermarkets, I mean, you know, a common thing would be like a tin of tomatoes. What's happening with the tomato crop? Because we know, obviously, as you were talking about, with the heat affecting olive oil, but with tomatoes, flooding has wiped out more than something like 15% of the crop this year. Is that right?
Yeah, tomato crop's already been quite negatively impacted by the poor weather. 15% lower due to floods, which is also going to cause harvest delays. And then now there's an extra concern that during harvest, the fruit will be scorched, which decreases the quality and will lead to more loss of that of those core crops. And there are concerns from suppliers that this will impact things like tomato sauces, as you say, tins of tomatoes and those kind of things which are in everyday shopping baskets.
So when we see the price of other things going up that doesn't include fresh, automatically fresh food like fresh tomatoes or even tin tomatoes that have been processed, that's the reason why.
Yes, I mean, there are challenges across the board. It's not just weather. The input costs for all these farmers and producers and suppliers have also gone up massively if you look at fertilizer and energy. And then you add in weather and the risk is just so high that the payoff for growers and farmers is now really very low.
And of course, we have this year's heat wave. We've had the flooding as well, but it followed on from last year's heat wave, last summer's heat wave. So year on year, presumably compounding the issues.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it just makes it very challenging to continue to operate as a grower and a farmer, which is leading many in the UK already to walk away, which will obviously have an impact on the amount of harvest and crop that we have available. And it's likely the same thing will be happening in Europe. But it means that we've had a very crazy 12 months weather-wise. You've had the very cold and wet winter, which delayed planting. Hot weather last summer, which meant crops low, and then another bout of really hot weather for European growers. So it's just, it's very difficult to predict what is going to happen, which makes it just very difficult for harvest to go as normal.
Absolutely. And it raises all sorts of issues about cost of living, obviously, but also about food security, maybe something we'll take a look at in the next week or so. Grace Duncan from The Grocer magazine in the UK, thanks very much for joining us this morning.